I asked the song leader today, I said, could you lead the song Living by Faith and Victory in Jesus? He smiled and said, yeah. Let me tell you something. That's what 2019 is all about. That's what our Christian life is all about. Living by faith and victory in Jesus. You know, I'm reminded of the preacher. He got up and he said, I don't really know where to begin. A little boy popped up and he said, could you start somewhere near the end? So I'm gonna try to start this morning somewhere near the end. Our subject is entitled, You Have Not Passed This Way Before, A Journey into the Unknown. We have already set sail into 2019, but we're just 20 days into this new year. Today is the 20th day into the new year. And we have launched out. We have set sail into the unknown. We do not know what this year might hold. 2019 may be a mixed bag of good and bad. There may be good things that take place this year, and there may be bad things. We are journeying into the unknown. But listen to me. When things press you down a bit, when things don't go right, when things are going badly, when you become discouraged and disheartened, when you feel like everything is awry and everything is just bad, I want you to remember this little story. There was the only survivor of a shipwreck, was washed up on the shores of an uninhabited island. This man wanted to get off that island so badly, he prayed daily. He prayed fervently for God to deliver him. Day after day, he would go and scan the horizon, looking for his deliverance, but his deliverance did not come. This man gathered driftwood. He built himself a little small hut to protect himself from the weather and to protect the few little possessions that he had been able to gather. One day, while he was out scavenging for food, keep in mind, he prayed daily, fervently for God to deliver him. And it seemed in his mind and heart, God just isn't listening. God doesn't hear me. But every day he would scan the horizon looking for his deliverance. So he was out scavenging for food, trying to stay alive. And as he returned back to his home, he looked and his little hut was engulfed in flames. Black smoke was boiling up into the air. He thought, this can't be. He was stunned. He was angry. He was discouraged. He suddenly felt that everything had come to an end. He felt like he had lost everything. And that night, he went to bed angry, discouraged, heartbroken. He had the feeling of helplessness. But the next morning he was awakened by a ship approaching the island to rescue him. He asked the rescuers, he said, how did you know I was here? They said, oh, we saw your smoke signal yesterday. The moral to this story? You see, God works every day providentially. And God works through things in his own time frame. But God loves us and is concerned for us. And he sees us and he helps us in our pain, in our troubles, in our sorrows. So remember this. The next time you feel like your little hut's burning to the ground, it might just be a smoke signal that summons the grace and the mercy of Almighty God. You know, as we launch out into this new year, it's still so young and new. There are so many things that are unknown to us. We can't know. Does anyone sitting here, can you tell me what's going to happen in June? Oh, okay, you can't. What about July? Well, we can imagine, we can hope, we can say, well, in June we're hoping that this and this takes place, but you can't know. We are journeying into the unknown. And we need to understand. What I want you to do is this. I want you to carry out from this lesson today, as you go to your cars today, I want you to understand this, and let me tell you, many in the churches of Christ do not understand this point. If you are a faithful child of God, now, if you're a faithful child of God, now, do you understand what that means? If you are a faithful child of God, God is working providentially in your life every day you live. Things are not just happening. God is working in our lives providentially, in our pain, in our suffering, and yes, in our good times as well. The great leader Moses has died. The Lord has selected Joshua, the mighty warrior, to take his place, to lead the children of Israel. They are encamped on the east side of the river of Jordan, and the time has come for them to cross over. The time has come for them to cross over over the river of Jordan into the land that flowed with milk and honey, into the land of Canaan, into the promised land. And the young man read in our hearing from the book of Joshua. Joshua, I want you to open your Bible to Joshua chapter 1. In these verses that he read to you, God is assuring Joshua, I will be with you. Listen, they are about to cross over the Jordan River, and they're going into a land they were not aware of. They didn't know anything about this land. It was the unknown factor. And I want you to listen. God promised, and Joshua believed. God promised, and Joshua believed. God has promised us, and we need to believe. Listen to this verse 5 beginning. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you, nor forsake you. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. For this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong, listen to the words carefully. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do, I've got that underscored in my Bible, to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Now, as we launch out into 2019, these words have significance for us. God would say to us today, be strong. Now notice, he didn't tell the Israelites to be courageous. Somebody said, oh, I thought that's what he said. Oh, no, no. Look again. He said, you be very courageous. God is saying to Joshua, you tell the people of Israel to depend on me. I will be with them and I will deliver them as they go into this unknown territory, on this unknown journey into a land that they know not of. He says, you be strong and very courageous. And then notice in verse 7, he says, observe to do according to all that is in the law. God has always told his children to do it. Do it, he says. In other words, carry out. Don't just know about it. Don't just read about it. But you carry out the law. You carry out all that Moses told you to do. And God says, let's read on down in verse 8. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it day and night, that you may observe to do. There it is again. It's not enough to know it, to read it. You got to do it. To do according to all that is written. And then he says, for then he will make your way prosperous. Israel, your way will prosper if you do what? If you do what you're commanded to do. And then you will have good success. Joshua is saying, Israel, you will have good success if you do what God tells you to do. If you will obey and be obedient to the word of God. And that's where faith comes in. You see, Joshua had faith. Living by faith. And he says here, Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid or dismayed. God doesn't want you to be afraid this year. 2019, we're moving out. We've launched out from the shore already. We're out of here in waters that are unknown. We don't know what this year holds. But don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. God is with you. And he will be with us in our needs because why? We are his children. Listen, we need to rejoice that we have such blessed assurance. He said, be not afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, when I read that, it comes to my mind, Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 18 and 20. Jesus is, he's just given the Great Commission. He's told his disciples, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So I don't know what 2019 holds. I don't know what we're going to be able to do in the Philippines. I don't know what we're going to be able to accomplish and not accomplish. But God is saying to us, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. I am with you. And therefore, that makes a situation where we ought to continue to move out into 2019, not afraid, not fearful. Oh, listen, there may be a mixed bag. There may be good and bad that come our way, but God will be there. And God will help us through everything that we face in this coming year. In Joshua chapter 3, you will notice that the priests were to stay a certain distance from the ark as he was carrying the ark. Look over at Joshua chapter 3 now, verse 2. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. So God is telling Joshua, you marshal the people. You get them ready. You're going to cross over. You're going over the Jordan. He said, when you see the Ark of the Covenant, saying, the priest and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Now, I think there's something very important here in these verses, and that is the children of Israel could not get but about 2,000 cubits away from the Ark of the Covenant the priests were carrying. Why? Because God is holy. And that's why Moses, take the sandals off your feet, for the ground whereon you stand is holy ground. I'm afraid that some of us don't understand about the holiness of God. We're so weak and we're so sinful, we can't get but just so close to God because of his holiness. His righteousness. And this 2,000 cubits is about 3,000 square feet. Or it's approximately just a little over one half of a mile. Now, they were to be crossing over the River Jordan, and this was to enter the land that God had promised his children in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. This was the promised land that they were going into. And you'll notice here in Joshua chapter 3 that he's saying, he's preparing the people. And he's saying, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And he told the children of Israel, he said, you do everything that you've been commanded to do. And do you know what the people of Israel said? Whatever God has commanded, we will do. And wherever God tells us to go, we will go. You see, their very success depended upon that. And they were indeed going in to unknown territory, just as we have just launched out. We have just set sail on an unknown journey ourselves. And as we continue on in this year that is before us, we need to understand, he told Joshua, you have not passed this way before. And we have not passed this way before. We've not experienced 2019 before. It holds the unknown. It is a mystery to us. We may have wealth or we might have woe. We may have sadness or we might have happiness. We may have life or we might experience death. We may have success or we might have failure. But for the child of God, listen to me today. This lesson is to build us up. We have the blessed assurance that whatever comes our way, God is with us. And God will bless us. And he will see us through the good times, and he will see us through the bad times. In Hebrews chapter 13 at verse 5, he says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God has promised us he will never leave you or forsake you. Because the children of God believed, they were going to prosper when they obeyed God. Now, as we go on and read, we see that there were times when they did not fulfill everything they needed to do. And in those times when they did not obey, in those times when they did not do as instructed, then they suffered bad consequences because of it. Now, here are some suggestions for you that maybe will help you, will help me, as we move forward into 2019. I want to say to you, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Can you do that? Can you really trust in the Lord with all of your heart? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Love God with all of your heart, your mind, and your soul. Mark 12 and verse 30. Love your brethren and your neighbors as you should. John chapter 13, 34 and 35. Mark 12 and verse 30. Do good unto all men, and especially unto your brothers and sisters in Christ. Galatians 6:10. Do you know we have people that say you can't do good to everybody. You can only do good to those who are members of the Church of Christ. Nothing could be further from the truth than that. Nothing could be further from the truth than that. The Bible says, do good, Galatians 6:10, do good unto all men, and especially those of the household of faith. When he says, especially those of the household of faith, then the all men has to be non-Christian. That's the only logical thing you can assume. He wouldn't have repeated, do good unto Christians, then, oh, do good unto Christians. He said, do good unto all men, and especially your brothers and sisters in Christ. And so that's what we need to do in this coming year. As we launch out, let's do good. Let's do good to all men. And of course, especially to our brothers and sisters in Christ. May I encourage you in 2019 to attend the assemblies of the church? Why is it important for us to be here today? It's important for us to be here today to edify each other, to encourage each other, to worship God in spirit and truth as we're commanded to do, to build each other up in the most holy faith. I prayed before I got up today. I said, oh God, help me to be an encouragement to this congregation. Help me to glorify you, Holy Father, and your Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We've got some in the church. Let me just say this quickly. You know, a lot of places, they're not here this morning, but let me tell you. There is a problem in the faith of an individual that will come on Sunday morning, and then the Lord's people are meeting on Sunday night where the Lord said, when two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them, and they won't come back on Sunday night. I don't care what you say. They've got a faith problem. Woo! Brother DeMar! That'll make folks mad. Don't get mad. That's what gospel preaching is all about. I'm not here to tear you down tonight today. I'm here to build you up, to encourage you, to edify you. Why wouldn't you be back Sunday night? If the elders have deemed to have a worship, why wouldn't you be back? If you could be back. Now I know there are health issues, and I know there's a lot of reasons why a person may not. I'm talking about the person who just wants to stay home. I tell you that there's only one answer to that. They have a faith problem. We sang the song Living by Faith and Oh Victory in Jesus. They've got a problem, and sometimes they do not understand it. So as we launch out into this new year, why don't you resolve in your mind and heart, I'll be at all the assemblies of the church. I will not forsake the assembling of myself together, Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Be steadfast in prayer, Romans 12, 12, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. What would we do without prayer? So as we go into this unknown year, be a praying person. Pray every day. Pray continue. Pray without ceasing. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? It means while you're driving along in the car, you see something happening, and you start praying. You're driving along in the car, and you think about, oh, yeah, you think about some sick person that's a member here at Tanner, and you think, oh, Lord, and just say a prayer for that person. Pray without ceasing throughout the year. In Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 33, Joshua told the people to serve the Lord. Do you know in those verses, 15 times the word serve or served is used. And then in Joshua 24, at verse 15, Joshua said, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your father served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And Robert, wouldn't it be a great blessing? And Henry, wouldn't it be a great blessing if every member at Tanner said to themselves and to their families, in 2019, we choose to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord with all of our might, with all of our heart, with all of our strength and energy. Man, Tanner would come on fire. Hop Street would come on fire. Madison would come on fire if we have that kind of zeal and that kind of dedication. We have to resolve in our minds and our hearts to be like Joshua. And choose, yes, I said choose, to serve the Lord. The people of Israel learned a crucial lesson from the capable leadership of Joshua. They learned that victory comes through faith in God and obedience to His Word. Listen to 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. Tanner, If you're going to have victory after victory after victory in this unknown year that we're journeying down this pathway, you've got to have faith. Oh, we need to say, oh Lord, increase our faith. 2019 will be about as good as we allow it to be. Because God is going to bless us when we do the right thing. You hear me? I've been living long enough on this earth to know that when you do the right thing, God will bless you. Somebody said, well, now, wait a minute. I did the right thing, blah, 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 and he didn't bless me. Let me tell you something. You better go back and look and see if you did the right thing. You better go back and take a good look. Because God says in His Word time and time again in many places that I don't have the time to get to today because of time limits. But I'm telling you, when you do good, when you do the right thing, you will be blessed. You can just mark it down. God's not kidding. And God's not like some of us. I mean, He keeps His promises. He never fails. He said, I'll be with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Do you believe that? I want to tell you something. We all need to believe that from the very bottom of our heart. You know, Paul spoke of himself as being the chief of sinners in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. He said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am a chief. The apostle Paul said that of himself, that he was the chief of sinners. Well, he earned that kind of, didn't he? He held the garments when they stoned Stephen to death. He led others to their death. He put people in chains, Christians in chains, bound them and carried them and imprisoned them. Yeah, the apostle Paul was a persecutor of the church. But let me tell you something. He changed. He left that old life behind. Listen to Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching or stretching forth to the things which are before, I press toward the goal of the prize of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul, what are you saying? Paul was saying, listen, I was the chief of sinners, but I left that old life behind. Now, as you go into 2019, you got to forget the past. You can't undo 2018. It's a done deal. 2018's over. Yeah, I didn't do well in 2018. I did it. You got to forget that. You got to be like Paul. You got to have faith. You got to reach forward to the things which are before. Forget those things which are behind. Listen to Hebrews 12 and verse 1. He says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. I want to encourage you today, as we continue moving into this unknown journey we are already involved in, put your eyes up. Come on now. Come on. Lift up your eyes. Look up and put your eyes on Jesus. Don't look back to your old life. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of members in the Church of Christ. You know what they do? They're always looking back. I hear it. I see it. They're always looking back. Listen, the race is before you. Don't run backwards. Don't run a backwards race in 2019. The race is before you. Let me tell you something. If you look back long enough, you're sure to go back. And I know members of the church that look back, and I tell you, they look back with longing. They remember that old life. They remember that worldly, carnal life. And deep down in their heart, they want to go back. And you know what happens? If they look back long enough, they go back. That's why we see members of the church sometimes leaving the church. You say, how could he do that? Because they couldn't look forward. They kept looking back. You just mark it down. You look back long enough, and you're sure to go back. The race is before you. 2019 is before you. And I want to encourage you to run this race and run it well. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians, my time is just about gone. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm not going to have time, but if you look over at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, there's a whole list of things that the Apostle Paul experienced. Shipwrecked, beaten with 40 saved, one stripe, you know. And he was in perils of the sea, perils of the brethren, perils. And he experienced. Is there anybody here today that can look at that list and say, well, I've experienced all of that. I've suffered like that in my life. I don't think so. I can't imagine anybody being able to say, look at that list and say, yeah, I've experienced all of that. What I'm trying to say is, look what Paul experienced. Look what he suffered for his Christianity. And his faith, Paul's faith, moved him forward, not backward. And so we need to realize that we should move forward and not backwards. Faith, Paul's faith carried him forward. The Apostle Paul's final exhortation, and I'm going to be closing with the next few words. Paul said to the Corinthians, he said these words. He said, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, and let all that you do be done in love. Brothers and sisters, as we continue our voyage, our journey into the unknown of 2019, let the words of Paul to the Corinthians ring hard and strong in our minds and our hearts and our soul. He says to them, he said, watch. I say to Tanner today, I say to you, watch. I say to you, be strong in the faith. I say to you, Tanner, be brave. Tanner, be courageous. And then listen. Tanner, let all that you do in 2019 be done in love. Love is the key. Love is the answer to so many problems that we encounter in our Christian faith. Listen, the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4 and verse 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Tanner, as you move forward, let that ring in your heart. Tanner needs to say collectively and individually, but collectively as well, we can do all things through Christ. You know the problem? Some say, yeah, but they don't believe it. Tanner, in 2019, say, we can do all things. And then another thing Paul said to the Philippians in Philippians 4:4, and this, Tanner needs this. Hobstreet needs it. Adairsville needs it. All the churches of Christ need it. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Brothers and sisters, we've got a lot of people in the church that are not rejoicing in their salvation. They're not rejoicing in their faith, living by faith. Oh, victory in Jesus. The victory in Jesus comes when we live by faith. And we need to rejoice. Go through 2019, the rest of this year, just rejoicing in the Lord. Don't let the devil get you down and get you down in the mouth. You know. Rejoice in the Lord always. Put a smile on your face and know. Have the blessed assurance. Jesus said, I'm with you always. Our Lord is walking by our side. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is right here in this assembly with us today. And He will never, ever forsake us. I want to close with the words of the Apostle Peter. Peter said in 2 Peter 1, he said, therefore, my brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never stumble.
So in 2019, may each of us work. May we endeavor to make our call and relationship. Then he says, and entrance shall be administered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we all want? Don't we want to stand before Jesus and have an entrance given to us abundantly into that everlasting kingdom? I said earlier, I believe there is a heaven. I believe it with all my heart. And I believe God wants all of us to go there. 2019 is our opportunity. Somebody said, oh, hey, but old faith says all that. No, it's our opportunity. It's our, oh, we need to say, oh Lord, increase our faith. And then have that blessed assurance every day. And when things go wrong, as it sometimes will, when the road we're trudging seems all uphill, just remember, the Lord is right there to help us. When our little hut seems to be burning to the ground, it may be summoning the grace and the mercy of God. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, you started 2019. Bad man. You can change that today. You can be baptized and have every sin you've ever committed washed away. How's it washed away? In the blood of Christ, in the blood of the Lamb. You can leave here today in faith and victory in Jesus, redeemed, washed, sanctified, justified, on your no longer on the way to hell, on your way to heaven, the home of God. If you're here today, not been a good Christian, and you started off 2019 like you lived in 2018, doubting and fearful and dismayed and disheartened. Change that today. The Lord doesn't want you that way. He wants you to be like Joshua and told the children of Israel, be of good courage, be strong, and be very courageous. You can live here. You can leave here today. It's